Well, you know, fall's about here. The nights are a little chillier now. The leaves are starting to turn. The apple cider and the donuts are plentiful. Larry Mueller here. Wisconsin's a great place to be during the fall season, and nobody knows that better than Ann Sayers, our guest today. She's secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. She has lots of things to do and events to attend this autumn for you and for me. Secretary Sayers will also be taking your recommendations for your favorite things to do in the fall. What's going on in your area? Tell us about your traditions. When people visit from out of state, where do you take them at this time of the year? Or where do you like to go yourself? Give a call. The number's 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us to talk@wpr.org. Secretary Ann Sayers, welcome back. Good to have you with us once again.
I love being here. Thanks for having me, Larry.
We always play a game, which I fail most of the time. It's called Fest or Fiction to start our conversation. And tell us, for those who don't know, tell us about that game.
I love this segment. I'm so glad you're up for it once again. So we all know Wisconsin's home to some truly remarkable fall festivals. We have some kind of wacky ways that we celebrate. So we came up with this game, Fest or Fiction. Listeners, you can play along at home, test your own knowledge at travelwisconsin.com/fest or fiction. But the premise here of the game, it's simple. I'm going to say the name of a festival. Larry's going to say whether he thinks it's real or made up. For the real festivals, I'll give you a little more detail. And for those that are too good to be true, I'll share some information about a similar kind of event. So, Larry, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling smart today.
I feel good about this, too. You're going to do great.
All right. Hit me with one.
All right. First one. Goat-toberfest. Fest or fiction?
Goat-toberfest.
Yep.
Well, we've got a few goats in Wisconsin, but and we certainly have Oktoberfest. I think you're trying to fool me on this one. There's a Goat-toberfest.
There is, and it's at LeClaire Creamery, which is just a beloved agritourism destination in Fond du Lac County. You can visit any time of year. Visitors can enjoy sampling their award-winning goat cheese. I'm not kidding. I never don't have LeClaire goat cheese in my fridge. I think I could just die without it. But you can also tour their cheese-making operation, dine at their on-site cafe. But on Saturday, September 27th, they take the whole experience up a notch with Goat-toberfest. This day-long event's going to be filled with family fun. There's a kids' fun run through the goat barn. There's kiddie pedal pools, live entertainment, drinks, and of course, goats. And if you can't make it to Goat-toberfest, LeClaire regularly hosts events on the weekends. They have goat yoga. They actually have goat cuddle sessions for the kids and kids at heart, which would be you and me, I think, Larry.
I would guess so. Well, that really actually sounds like a lot of fun. And that's in Fond du Lac County.
They do such a nice job up there. You will love it.
Well, I will give that a shot. What have you got next for me?
All right. Number two, Art of Cheese Festival. Fest or fiction?
That is true. That is fact. I know that because I think it's, well, I know it's held in Madison.
Yay, I
got one right. Well, if I got that one wrong, I would be really embarrassing. talk about it.
Yeah, well, you know Wisconsin treats cheese making as an art form. So, of course, we have this Art of Cheese event. The dairy farmers of Wisconsin are hosting the second edition of the festival in Madison the weekend of September 25th through the 28th. They hold it every 2 years, and it's just a celebration of Wisconsin's artisan cheese culture. We are, after all, the only state to offer a master cheesemaker license, and we produce nearly half of the country's specialty cheeses. And we regularly win more awards than any other state or country. So you can taste all of that excellence at the Art of Cheese Festival. You're going to discover a mix of chef-led experiences, tasting events, excursions, and more. But act quick because the tickets are limited. They are selling out fast. For a free experience, visit Madison on Saturday, September 27th for the Cheese Fair off the square to explore, shop, and connect with the cheesemakers.
Well, I got one right, and that is a very nice festival, for sure. Well, okay, what's next?
All right, next up, the Minotaur Rodeo.
Minotaur Rodeo. I have, you know, I think you're trying to trick me here. It doesn't sound possible, but then it probably is. But I'm going to say no anyway.
You got it. We tried to get you on that one. Good job.
I got it right. All right. Well, what about the next one?
Well, so the Minotaur Rodeo, we don't have that.
Okay.
But we do have Dragon Days Fantasy Festival.
Oh.
So we can get you kind of close. This is a fun-filled festival. It's in Lake Geneva. It's for families, fantasy fans, and gamers alike. So it's paying homage to Gary Gygax, who grew up in Lake Geneva and co-created the game Dungeons & Dragons back in 1974. And next month is the return. It's now the third annual Dragon Days Fantasy Festival. Lots of fantasy-themed activities, performances, and more happening on October 4th and 5th throughout the city. You can learn how to play Dungeons & Dragons and other tabletop games, explore an exhibition about Gygax at the Geneva Lake Museum, browse the wares of the medieval vendors, and see live demonstrations.
Well, and that area is fun to visit anyway, that Geneva area. So that sounds like fun. What else have you got for me?
Okay, next one. Frights and Bites.
Frights?
Best
Frights and Bites. It was a TV show wasn't there? That was called Frights and Bites? I think you're trying to trick me with the title of the TV show. So I'm going to say no. I got that one right, too?
You did? You're killing it. You're crushing this. But we may not have Frights and Bites, but we do have Booze and Brews. And you have to get up to Sheboygan for this. Bookworm Gardens, such a sweet place. It's a seasonal storybook-themed botanical garden. It's normally there to delight kids and families. But the first weekend in October, Bookworm Gardens invites adults to experience a Halloween-themed event. It's adults only, Booze and Brews. Takes place October 3rd and 4th. You'll be dazzled at a garden decked out in over 100,000 twinkling lights and Halloween decor. Enjoy live music both nights and themed beverages like the graveyard old-fashioned and ghoulish mules. Warm up with toasty bonfires and dinner from an on-site food truck. Costumes are highly encouraged for Booze and Brews, so start planning your perfect storybook costume today.
And where is it again?
Sheboygan.
Sheboygan. Okay. Well, that sounds like fun. We've got, is there one more? We should
We've
do
got one.
One
more.
Let's do one more.
All right. Here it is. Soup Walk. Best
soup.
Or fiction?
Who would walk around eating soup at various spots? I'm going to say fiction on that one. No.
I mean, you were on the right track. We've all heard of a wine walk or maybe a beer walk, but a soup walk? That's new, but they're making it happen in Appleton. You can visit the community on Saturday, October 11th for their annual Downtown Appleton Soup Walk. You'll stroll through downtown, savor delicious soups from a variety of participating businesses. And that sounds just like so fall, so fun, doesn't it?
Well, actually, it does, and I love Appleton anyway. It's a great city and just a fun place to visit. Why haven't I heard about the Soup Walk before? Well, there's probably a lot of things that I haven't heard about. That
we have a lot of festivals to keep track of in Wisconsin.
Well, that is always a lot of fun, and I'm thinking we've got Peak Color. Just around the corner, and you have some great ideas for scenic fall drives. Where's a good place to plan your trip?
Yeah, the trees are just starting here in southern Wisconsin, but it'll be here before we know it. So some ideas for help you plan your fall color getaway is Travel Wisconsin's Fall Color Report. It really is this one-stop shop, perfect resource for planning your trip. It's an interactive map-based report, shows up-to-date information on the status of all the fall colors throughout the state. We actually have volunteer reporters that are providing regular updates through the end of October as the leaves start to change from green to pink. Really cool feature on here is an estimated week of peak across the state. We're using historical observations to help people plan for when you'll see peak color. You can also find where colors are showing right now if you're looking to do more of a spur-of-the-moment trip. Just select a destination on the map to get some recommendations, including local dining options, lodging, activities, and events. You can find all of this at travelwisconsin.com/fall color report.
Yeah, and that those data that you collect, so some of it is based on history, but then there's probably updates that you get too from people.
Yeah, we are so lucky to have all these volunteer reporters who want to make sure that visitors have exactly the kind of experience they're looking for this fall. So they help us keep it really up to date. But because we have all these years of reports, we now kind of have a fairly good estimate of when things will happen so you can plan a little bit better even into the future, which is a nice new feature.
What's a good, well, wait a minute. Before we do that, I've got to remind everybody that our guest today is Ann Sayers, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, talking about things to do here in Wisconsin. You may have a suggestion as well. Maybe there's an event going on in your area you want to talk about, or maybe you have a question about a particular area. Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. 642-1234, or you could email us to talk@wpr.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Talking about things to do here in Wisconsin at this time of the year with Ann Sayers, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Again, join in if you got something you want to promote or ask a question about, give a call, 800-642-1234, email to talk@wpr.org. Let's take a trip to the Driftless region. What's a good road to take if you want to see the Driftless region?
I mean, I love the Driftless any time of year, but the fall, oh my gosh. So one idea for you is Highway 95. This is between Fountain City and Neillsville. You're going to journey along 77 miles of highway. It's just surrounded by forests and farmland. You're going to be winding through the valleys of the Driftless, be awed by all that color, and you're going to be able to like go up on these hilltops and see great views. Starting in Fountain City, maybe try dining with dragons at the Monarch
Sure.
Public House. Sure, right? Why not? Their roots stretch back to 1894. The Monarch Public House is actually the oldest continually operating tavern in Wisconsin. So that's a fun fact. The statues and depictions of dragons create a mythical ambiance. And you're going to savor Irish dishes along with some classic pub fare there. And then you'll make your way all the way to Neillsville. You can visit the High Ground Veterans Memorial Park. As that name implies, it's a hilltop park. It's sweeping views of color-washed countryside and tributes to Wisconsin's Vietnam War veterans.
I've been there. It's a fabulous experience. So those are good places. Mary in Stevens Point has something for us. Let's go there. Mary, hello.
Hey, hello, Larry. Good to hear from you. Hey, I would like to put an event that's happening this Saturday, the 20th, at the Stevens Point Sculpture Park. We are going to have the Lit Celebration. Okay, and what is that? It's like we have over 50 sculptures in the park, and we will have, this is our fifth time we're doing it. We have sculptures that are lit. It's from 7 to 9 o'clock.
Oh, and so you'll be able to go through the park. And what's the park again? Stevens Point Sculpture Park. Go through the park. You've got all of those sculptures, and you're going to have them lit kind of in a cool way.
Exactly.
All right. And is there a charge for this?
Nope. It's all free. We will have dancers there. The only thing is, hey, we wouldn't mind a donation. So if you know where Zenoff Park is, okay, we're just south of that.
Well, that is very, very cool. Anne, were you, Secretary Sayers, are you familiar with this?
I am. My family and I love the Sculpture Park, so I can't recommend that enough. But I did not know about this lit event, which sounds very cool. I just quick looked up a picture. It looks amazing. So I hope folks can make it out for that. It's a really, really special kind of walk, combining an outdoor recreation moment with some art.
Mary, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. And Julie in Ontario, Wisconsin, your turn. Hi, Julie.
Hi. This is Julie from Ontario, and I just wanted to do a shout-out for the Kickapoo River. Right now, the colors are starting to peek through a little bit, and an opportunity to get on the river with canoeing, kayaking, tubing, not so much tubing, but kayaking and canoeing is a perfect time, and Titanic Canoe Rental is a great place to go. But right now, the fall colors are beautiful.
The Kickapoo River, and that is a winding one. It's a very beautiful setting, Secretary Sayers.
I love that suggestion. And another thing that's always so special on the Kickapoo River is the dark skies. And we've had some really beautiful ones recently, including some northern lights. So that's always a possibility when you're on the Kickapoo River.
Julie, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Let's go north. I'm kind of a fan of Hayward, and I understand you recommend Hayward once in a while yourself.
Yeah, I'm a Hayward fan for sure. And what's so cool right now is you can pick from 6 self-guided tours to take in the autumn scenery of the Northwoods. And they're going to range from 45 miles to 73 miles long. A really popular one is Highway 77 that runs through the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. Pops up yellow, orange, red are going to stand out against the green, of course, of the forest pines. For a twist on a road trip, you could consider getting off-road and onto the trails. This area is home to 130 miles of mountain biking trails. For something exhilarating, the Hayward area is also perfect for exploring the fall canopy by ATV or UTV, and you're going to find several local businesses that offer rentals.
So lots to see there, and the Fishing Hall of Fame is there as well, and it's kind of a fun place to go through. I'm actually a charter member of the National Fishing Water Hall. And my name is emblazoned inside the giant muskie up by its mouth.
Well, isn't that good to know? I will look next time I'm there. I'll send you a picture.
Oh my gosh. Let's see. Kettle Moraine Scenic Drive would also be a good one for your list.
Yeah, we can't talk fall without the Kettle Moraine. That's a 115-mile route, crosses through 6 different counties. It starts in Whitewater Lake in the south, reaches Elkhart Lake in the north, just bobbing and weaving through stretches of forest rich in color. There's going to be picnic areas and parks and trails, scenic overlooks dotting the whole drive. Consider making a pit stop at Parnell Tower. This is an elevated view 60 feet above the forest floor. On a clear day from there, you can see as far as 25 miles out.
Oh, man.
I know. Another thing not to miss is Holy Hill. Fantastic sightseeing. It's a nearly 100-year-old church situated on top of a glacial hill for panoramic views. You won't believe how the color pops in that area. And then when you're ready to eat, check out the Copper Dock. This is near Hubertus. Right off the route, they put a fresh spin on fine dining, and the lakeside views are even better with all that fall color happening, reflecting off the water.
Oh, this is a great time of the year. And Halloween, I've been told that Halloween is your favorite holiday.
Yeah, I guess the cat's out of the bag. I love Halloween. And Wisconsin is doing so much to celebrate it right. I'm really, really proud of us.
And Old World, I know something, even Old World Wisconsin has something going on the Halloween side.
This is so cool. So, you know, they're all about bringing the past to life. And here at Halloween, they do it in a really eerie, supernatural kind of way. It's called Halloween Legends and Lore at Old World, Wisconsin. You can travel to this historic recreation village. It's near Eagle. And for 3 weekends, it's a family-friendly event, but you're not ever going to forget this. You're going to shiver as costume performers tell folklore by candlelight. So these are the stories that kept cultures awake at night for centuries. You're going to learn about Wisconsin-born stories of ghouls and monsters. You can even participate in an authentic Victorian seance. So cool. But it's not all frights. Legends and Lore entertains folks with, you know, there's fun photo opportunities, ghostly games, hot food and drinks. You do need to book your tickets, though. This is a limited time experience. It's happening Fridays and Saturdays on October 10, 11, 17, 18, and 24, 25.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. They, my daughter, I just sent her off to her first full-time job at the Topeka, Kansas Zoo, the Topeka Zoo. But there's some family fun at the Racine Zoo coming up.
Yes, they always do such a nice job. And this one is the Jack-O-Lantern Nights at the Racine Zoo. Family-friendly fun through October. Hundreds of jack-o'-lanterns are going to light up the night. It's Thursdays and through Sundays until Halloween. The pumpkins are intricately carved into cats, scarecrows, all these Halloween shapes. They line the pathways to dazzle the visitors. And the zoo itself will be decked out in lighting to fit the spooky ambiance. Visitors are going to enjoy pumpkin displays, tractors, photo opportunities, and more. It's just really such a nice evening at the Racine Zoo.
Yeah, it sounds great. I didn't want the time to go away without talking about agrotourism and traveling to farms to experience life and culture. And there's some things going on in that way.
Yeah, maybe one idea is Marathon County. And there's an assortment of fall activities happening here in central Wisconsin at Helene's Hilltop Orchard. It's a farm in Merrill. They operate an extensive U-Pick apple experience. You're going to have some of your favorites like Honeycrisp, Zestar, Macintosh. Plan your trip soon to see a sunflower field while you're there. It'd be washed in that golden color. That, too, of course, is limited time, Instagram-worthy opportunity, probably through the end of September. But you can't leave Helene's Hilltop Orchard until you go to the bakery, stocking up on mouth-watering pastries, bread, their signature pies. Then head up to the 100-year-old hayloft. They have lots of farmhouse-style decor and gifts so you can bring a souvenir home. Because I would definitely eat the pie in the car, so oh. That's not making it home.
You're making me hungry. Oh, man. And there's another farm you recommend, I think, in Fort Atkinson?
Oh, the Busy Barn Farm Adventures is so much fun for kids and parents to experience life on a farm. Year-round activities there, farmyard games, obstacle courses, a petting zoo, antique tractors. But in the fall, they roll out lots of seasonal attractions, a hay wagon to the pumpkin patch, pumpkins of all shapes, sizes, and colors, and a corn maze that incorporates some agricultural trivia.
So as you think about the state and the time of the year, which is the most popular season for tourism in Wisconsin?
We're actually surprisingly a four-season destination. We don't see a huge drop-off the way some states do, and that's just because people love that four-season nature of things. But our top month for tourism is July, and our second busiest month is actually October. So people love these fall offerings.
Well, you've got Oktoberfest and Goattoberfest.
Right.
And all the good festivals that are going on this time of the year. And it's always a pleasure. And I did pretty good this time around. I got a few right for once.
You did great. We'll try harder next time to stump you.
All right. Thank you, Ann. Ann Sayers, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Great to have her back with us. And just go to the Department of Tourism website, and you're going to find all the things we talked about today and a whole lot more. It's really a great website. And so do that, okay? Tomorrow on the show, PJ Leash back to answer your insect questions. We'll also talk about solar energy for the home, that and a whole lot more tomorrow on the show. And thank you for joining us today. This and all our shows are a team effort. Clara Kniper, Joel Patnod, Lee Rayburn, and Jeff Robbins. Our executive producer is Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller. Thank you so much for listening, and please stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR News.